Welcome to today's Sincere Milk of Sunday, the 22nd of December 2024. Today's topic is The Power of Science. Our text today is taken from 2 Kings chapter 18 verses 31 through 37. Hearken not to Hezekiah. For thus saith the king of Assyria, make an agreement with me by a present, and come out to me, and then eat ye every man of his own vine, and every one of his fig tree, and drink ye every one the waters of his cistern, until I come and take you away to a land like your own land, a land of corn and wine, a land of bread and vineyards, a land of oil, olive, and of honey, that ye may live, and not die. And hearken not unto Hezekiah, when he persuadeth you, saying, the Lord will deliver us. Verse 33. Hath any of the gods of the nations delivered at all his land out of the hand of the king of Assyria? Where are the gods of Hamath, and of Oppad? Where are the gods of Sepharvaim, Hena, and Eva? Have they delivered Samaria out of mine hand? Who are they among all the gods of the countries that have delivered their country out of mine hand, that the Lord should deliver Jerusalem out of mine hand? But the people held their peace, and answered him not a word. For the king's commandment was, saying, answer him not. Verse 37. Then came Eliakim the son of Hilkiah, which was over the household, and Shebna the scribe, and Joah the son of Asaph the recorder, to Hezekiah with their clothes rent, and told him the words of Rabshakeh. Key verse 2 Kings chapter 18 verse 36. But the people held their peace, and answered him, not a word. For the king's commandment was, saying, answer him not. It is often said that science is golden. On the other hand, the Bible says, a fool also is full of words. Ecclesiastes verse 10 verse 14. Rabshakeh, the servant of the king of Assyria, was one of those people that has the bad habit of talkativeness and boasting. Rabshakeh boasted so much that he told the people not to trust in God, because he thought not even the Almighty God could deliver Israel from the king of Assyria. That was too much. It is often said that empty barrel makes the greatest noise. A child that talks too much will exaggerate and also tell a lie. Too much talking makes one to lose his or her self-respect, and weakens our spiritual energy. On the other hand, a child that talks less is able to control himself. Such a child will be a thoughtful child. Our Lord Jesus Christ showed a practical example when he was being tried. And the chief priests accused him of many things. But he answered nothing. This made his accusers to be confused. There is power in silence. Always think before you talk. If you think before you talk, your words will always carry weight, you will be considered a wise child, and you will be respected. If you cultivate the habit of speaking wisely, you will defeat all those who are planning to catch you by your words. Prayer for today. O Lord, set a watch over my mouth and be in control of what I say. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Further reading, Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 7. For more spiritual nourishment from the Sincere Milk devotional for kids, visit us at www.sincermilk.app or follow the link on the website to download the Daily Manna mobile app. God bless you.